This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. Congratulations, you have conquered the week, and it's weekend time, and we are going to have a great time tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Your questions were awesome. Absolutely awesome. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Is the Democrat Party just a crime syndicate? We'll discuss that. Frustration with workers today. Are they worse than they've ever been before? Someone thinks they are. The rise of a right-wing dictator. Why does every Special Forces movie now cram a woman into the Special Forces role? All that. Canada is a big problem. How can you give back? So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. Jesse, could we say that the Democrat Party has turned into the largest crime syndicate of America? Part of the U.S. debt, trillions of dollars, so on. Okay. So let's discuss this. First, governments in general are naturally set up to be the largest crime syndicates anyway. You know the George Washington quote? I'll paraphrase it, but government is fire. Government is dangerous. You should be very wary of government in general. I've talked to you about this before, but the true power of any organized crime organization, it's a Mexican cartel or the Russian mafia or the Italian mafia or whatever the criminal organization is, what is its true power? Well, guns, and they'll kill people and hurt people. Not really, no. Why? Well, because those things are against the law in most places. And I don't care how many guys you have, if you start killing people, you'll be arrested, thrown in prison, and your crime syndicate disappears. Don't get me wrong, in the short term, yeah, you shoot somebody in the head, but that's not real long-term lasting power. What is the long-term lasting power? Why doesn't a gang with more guns and more guys just step into the Colombo family's territory and take over? What's stopping them? There's only so many Tonys you have to kill. The real power is in the government. It's the judges. It's the cops. It's the politicians themselves. The people who can legally destroy your life. Not illegally. Illegally, yes, bad. But legally destroy your life. That's where the real power is. Any crime syndicate knows that your real power comes from how many people you have bribed or threatened in the government into being on your side. Most recently, we found out El Mencho was killed in Mexico. You listen to this show regularly, so you know from Brandon Darby's wisdom that we were taking out the other cartel leaders in Mexico. And as we took out more and more, this El Mencho character kept getting more and more powerful. But we could never get our hands on him. We could never arrest him. The Mexican government seemed to be protecting him. Why? Oh, he knew the Secretary of Defense. Good friends. His real power is not that he wants to skin people alive and chop people's heads off. They all freaking do that. It's the Mexican cartel. They all do that. They'll all kill your whole family. It's the Mexican cartel. That's not his real power. His real power was he owned, I'm sure threatened, the forces of government. So the government stepped in. Governments, all of them, in every form, are already prepped and ready to be the largest, most dangerous crime syndicates known to man. They always are. Who are the biggest mass murderers in history? It's not Ted Bundy. It's not Jeffrey Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy. Governments are the ones who kill people en masse because they own the military. They own the Justice Department. They have all this force. They have the law behind them. Okay, so why haven't we been like that traditionally as a country? And I know our government's done a million horrible things. I got that. But why haven't we done that traditionally? Well, let's discuss the founders. The founders understood something that you should understand and I should understand and something we should all keep in mind. A couple things. First, there's not really such thing as good government. Government must be tightly controlled, tightly limited, because if it gets too big, if it gets too powerful, inevitably it will abuse and hurt the people. It just will. That's why they put such strict limits on the government. Did you know in the Bill of Rights, I don't want to go all Constitution on you. I try not to do that often. Not that the Constitution is not wonderful. I just don't do that kind of radio. But the 10th Amendment, for example. What's the 10th Amendment? It's about states' rights. Paraphrasing here, it says, hey, anything we haven't laid out in the Constitution here is up to the states. So New York, you do your thing. South Carolina, you do your thing. You do your thing. Okay. Did you know this? A little tidbit for you. Did you know that the 10th Amendment was not necessary? Because that was already implied. It was already known that the Constitution, that limits the federal government. So why would the founders put in the 10th Amendment? Consider the 10th Amendment to be this, an exclamation point. It was essentially the founding fathers raising their voice. In case we weren't clear, the states have all the authority that is not explicitly laid out in the Constitution. They didn't even have to put it in there. They were just basically shouting, just so you know, we were serious. Here are your limits. Because the founders understood that government is fire. Fire can get out of control very, very quickly. If you start a fire anywhere, when you're out camping, you better control it. Get yourself a pit. Don't start a fire when it's too dry. Be very, very, very careful with fire at all times. You can have one. Shoot. If it's cold out, you gotta have one. Same with government. You gotta have some form of government. Have a government. You better keep that government reined in, or it'll go crazy on you and it'll kill you and maybe a lot of other people. So the founders understood that. That's why they talked about limits on it. We'll get to Democrats in a minute. And the founders also understood this. The people you put into government, their values, that's not a small thing. Did you know that it was a requirement to be a professed Christian, to be part of the government in the United States of America when it was founded? Well, I don't like these religious tests. No, stop. I'm not telling you what to believe. This is not about Christianity. It's really genuinely not. Why would you do that? Well, the founders understood, even with a limited government, to be part of the government is incredibly powerful and incredibly intoxicating. If you don't view there being a higher power than government out there, if you haven't publicly announced, hey, there's something higher than even the government, than even being Secretary of State or whatever, if you haven't made that declaration that there's something more powerful than government, well, then it's just human nature. It's not even that it makes you uniquely bad. It's human nature. If there's nothing holding me back, and I'm the Secretary of the Treasury, I mean, I do have access to a lot of money, and I got got some friends and family members, and they might want some of that money. And there's some people who now are, they're trying to stop me from stealing the money. I mean, I do have people who can hurt those people. I don't know why I wouldn't. I mean, what? Why wouldn't I?
Of course. The founders knew that not only must government be limited, the people you put into government, you better be very, very, very careful with them, with the types of people you have in government. Now consider this. By the way, pause. Credit to the Trump administration. I just read today that we have the lowest number of federal employees since 1966. That's what real draining the swamp looks like. Not sexy headlines, but that's wonderful. Anyway, let me ask you this. If you sat down with those founders who talk about limiting the government and the quality of the people in the government, and you told them that in the year of our Lord, 2026, the federal government would be comfortably the largest employer in the United States of America, what do you think they would say to you? I can just picture Benjamin Franklin's face going, wait, what? What did you just say? That you wouldn't have to tell them anything else about our current situation, any issue, Republicans, Democrats, you wouldn't have to tell them anything. All you would have to tell our founders was the federal government's the largest employee in the country in 2026, and they'd all collectively just smack their foreheads with their hands and be all, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me, this country must be screwed. So now that we have that established, let's talk about Democrats for a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about this, corporate America. Corporate America decided to bend the knee to the communists some time ago for a variety of reasons. And that's why you can't go to the mall and walk by a T-Mobile store without seeing a rainbow flag draping from it. It's awful. And the worst part of all that is it's our money. These corporations, the AT&Ts, the T-Mobiles, the Verizons, they do what they do, all this evil crap with your money and with my money. But that's why we have to put our money where our morals are. I switched to Pure Talk a long time ago. I keep getting all these emails. Jesse, we're happy. Jesse, we're happy. I just got one. Well, what'd she have? AT&T, I think? I think AT&T, don't quote me on that. She was paying $200 a month for two lines. Now she pays $67 a month for two lines. Switch to Pure Talk, man. The patriotic company. They'll charge you less. They hire Americans. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, as we chop away at all your wonderful questions, all the problems in the country and everything else. We're basically kicking back at this point in time, putting our feet up while tackling the big ugly issues of the day. The question, in case you're just now joining us, was, is the Democrat Party the largest crime syndicate in America? And I already, I'm not going to recap it all, I already said, well, governments are inherently criminal anyway. That's why ours was supposed to be limited. And the people you put in government, that's a really, really important thing. The people you elect, the people you hire, that's a really important thing. We now have the largest federal government. The federal government's the largest employer in the United States of America. That's bonkers. Think how many turds and losers and scumbags are in there if you are the largest employer in the United States of America. It's bad. It's really bad. So on to the Democrat Party. Now, let's talk about what we talked about in the open. It may make you squirm in your chair, but I'm not trying to lecture anybody, certainly not trying to preach at anybody. Why did the people who founded this country require a public declaration of belief in God before you could serve in government? Today, I know it's very common. I don't like religious tests, because they knew that you better think there's a higher power than you, than government, or you're going to do bad things with it. Now, have you looked at the polling of the two different parties? We can't be dismissive of this issue. No, Republicans are not perfect. They're not saints. They're sinners just like anyone else, just like Democrats are. That's not what I'm saying. Have you looked at the religious beliefs of the two different parties? Democrats are atheists. They just are. And I mean, some of the ones who claim they're not, or they're attending churches with tranny flags flying in front of them. That's an atheist. Republicans are in large part Christians and Jews. Democrats are atheists. If you are an atheist and you have power, any level of political power, look, again, I'm not scolding you if you happen to be an atheist, but if you have political power, and it could be, maybe you're just a mayor, just a mayor, that's a big deal, but maybe you're a mayor, small town, big city, but you're a mayor, and there's no higher power in your mind. Well, why wouldn't you? When I say why wouldn't you, I mean, when it comes to opportunity to commit crimes or do evil things, even if they're not crimes, to keep yourself in power, to reward your friends, to punish your enemies, when that opportunity arises, why wouldn't you? What are you going to worry about God being mad at you? You don't believe in him. Why wouldn't you? I'm Zohran Mamdani. I'm the new, he's the one we love to talk about now. I'm the new mayor of New York City. I have access to the treasury of New York City. So I have a bunch of evil communist demon groups who helped get me elected. I have access to the treasury. Why wouldn't I give them access to it? If American citizens are largely rejecting me as a Democrat, I'm an elected Democrat. American citizens don't want the things I push for, open borders, tranny stuff, all that stuff the American people hate. If American citizens don't like it, and I don't believe in anything higher than government, all I believe in is my power, well, why wouldn't I go get some people from Somalia and bring them over here? I'll go get them. I'll bring them here. And I'll find a way to steal from the treasury and pay them to keep electing me. What's holding me back? If you have nothing beyond the government, the law, to hold you back, why wouldn't you? What is stopping you from doing it? If I could tell you, maybe you do believe in God. But if I could prove to you right now that he doesn't exist, and believe me, he exists, that's not what I'm saying, but if I could prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt he doesn't exist, and then I put someone else's $10,000 in cash in front of you, and they left, they don't even know you're there, well, why wouldn't you take it? Your moral framework has just been destroyed. All that matters is what you can do. And what you can't do, it's $10,000. You know what you can do with $10,000? $10,000 go a long way. What's holding you back? Now, spread that across one of the two major political parties in everywhere they hold power in this country, not just government power, every single part of government power. They'll make your movies. They'll be a governor of your state. They'll be United States senators. They'll work in the FBI. They'll teach your children. They're in the university system. They're in the... You can point to these crimes, and I'm warning you. The crimes are going to be so bad. I keep warning you this because I don't want you to get disheartened. As we dig into more and more fraud, all this medical fraud and foreigner fraud, it's going to aggravate you beyond belief. And I'm just telling you now, you're going to see what happens when there is nothing else limiting you. There's nothing else holding you back, when it's all just the naked pursuit of power. And that's the Democrat Party. It's insanely evil. All right. We'll kind of piggyback on that, talk about workers today. Are you looking for a decent worker? Are you expanding? Or maybe you're trying to replace somebody. Maybe you have a turd who works for you and you're trying to flush it. Maybe you just... You're ready to get bigger. Maybe you have a temporary job you need to fill, and what you don't have is 3, 4, 5 hours a day to sift through resumes, do interviews, call people back. You don't have time to be your hiring manager. You have a business to run, but you don't have to be your hiring manager, because ZipRecruiter is there, and it's the hiring site employers prefer the most. Why? Why would you prefer ZipRecruiter over anyone else? Because they make it easiest. ZipRecruiter will take the top candidates and they'll put them in front of you basically immediately. They have matching technology that does it for them. Don't waste your time and don't waste your money. They'll invite the top candidates for your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers find somebody great day one. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday. Remember, you can still email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I like that you brought us back with some Jimmy Buffett, Chris. Jimmy Buffett feels like Friday. I still want to go see him in concert. I've heard his concerts are amazing. We're going to get, I'm sure he's coming down here at some point in time. We're going to get tickets. Dear Dr. Jesse, are workers allergic to work? 99% of businesses I frequent nowadays, from doctor's offices to banks to restaurants, act like customers are more of a burden than a blessing. Employees don't want to work. They don't want to see me. I'm a customer, so on and so forth. My mental health suffers. Can you help me find peace? All right. I'm going to give you an answer here. And remember, if you're offended by what I'm about to say, I don't care. You can email me. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can do the whole call corporate thing and beg them to have me fired. It happens every single day. That's not going to work either, but I don't care and neither do they. We all gather around and we laugh at you and how offended you are. All right. So here it is. Remember last summer, my dad had just recently passed and we wanted to be there for my mom, but my parents lived in Montana. I live in Texas. My parents lived in Montana. My mom's up in Montana. And we decided we need to go up there for the summer and just be with mom. Help mom be with mom. Remember? So my children had been to Montana. My sons, they'd been to Montana a couple times visiting grandma and grandpa, you know, going up there, shooting guns, whitewater rafting, doing boy stuff. But they never lived there for an extended period of time. So we pack up. We cruise up to Montana for the summer. My sons had only really ever known living in the Houston area, and it's pretty friendly in rural Texas, in the burbs of rural Texas. Pretty friendly. We live in a real red town, pretty friendly place. But even still, it's not Montana. My sons must have made 1,000 comments over the course of the summer about how pleasant everyone was. We would go to McDonald's. Hey, let's grab a quarter pounder. We're on our way through. We'd go to McDonald's. The employee, it's not, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we're out of ketchup. None of that. Yes, sir. How may I help you, sir? You have a wonderful day. You know that reputation Chick-fil-A has? Have a very pleasant day. Everyone's polite, friendly, things like that. My sons were just floored. It was everywhere in Montana. Now, I have lived everywhere. Not everywhere, but I've bounced around a lot. Lived in a lot of different places in this country. By a mile, the most miserable existence I have ever had is when I lived in the Washington, D.C. area. After I lost 2 runs for Congress, I moved there for a year. I lived in Northern Virginia and worked in D.C., and my wife will tell you to this day, it wasn't really the job or the horrible commute or even the prices of everything that were brutal that I couldn't take. One of the main drivers for me to pack my family up and leave was how freaking rude everyone is. Everybody. No one holds doors open for people. No, yes, sir. No, no, ma'am. No, nothing. You're getting mean mugged by everybody underneath the sky. And you know what? I hated it. I would be willing to bet whoever wrote me this email, I would be willing to bet. In fact, I guarantee it. And if you're listening, I want you to email me and let me know. And Chris, if he or she does, I'll read the answer on the air. I'd be willing to bet $1 million you live in a blue area in this country. If you live in a blue area in this country, your area is full of either miserable people who hate themselves, the dregs of society who vote for Democrats, or filthy foreigners who never assimilate to the United States of America. I bet you dollars to donuts that's your entire freaking area. And what is going to be the result of that? The result of that is what I've told you about a million times when I tell you to move. Your day-to-day interactions everywhere you go are going to suck. They're going to be horrible. The young people are miserable and rude because their parents are miserable and rude. The drivers will be even worse because they're miserable and rude. And you'll get treated like a leper everywhere you go because these godless savages hate themselves more than they hate you. It is a quality of life issue, and I'm not even just talking about the prices, to pack up, leave your blue area, and get to red America, and get as red as you can possibly get. Don't get little red. Go to blood freaking red, and watch how your day-to-day life improves. You know where I was before the show today? You know where I was? The DMV. The DMV is widely known as being a completely miserable experience. The wait times, all the employees are freaking rude. It's horrible, right? Jewish producer Chris asked me as soon as I walked in because he knew I had an appointment. He's a bad person, so he wanted it to be terrible for me. And he said, how was your DMV thing today? He thought I was going to start complaining. And I told him, it's freaking wonderful. It's like 15 minutes. I made an appointment ahead of time, walked in. This completely wonderful, pleasant lady, big old heavyset black lady. She was the one, when they called me up, she's the one who handled everything. Could not have been more polite and wonderful. How's your day? What are you doing this weekend? Wham, bam, done, in and out, all smiles, good morning. And she even finished up with a, you have a good weekend, sweetie. How was your last DMV trip in New Jersey? I don't have another way to say this. The people who surround you, as much as an antisocial person as you may be, maybe you're as antisocial as I am, but the people who surround you have a tremendous impact on your quality of life everywhere you go. You want to know one of the most miserable experiences I have here? Living in Texas, living in the Houston area, because I told you, I live in the burbs, I work in the burbs, I'm out in burb, rural Texas. You want to know when it sucks here? When I have to go to the airport, Houston's airport. And you know why? Because Houston's full of scumbags, Houston proper, and every person who works in, well, not every person, that's not fair. A large percentage of the people who work in the airport, from the TSA agents to the guy selling me my Whataburger, hates his job, hates himself, hates me, and they treat you like a pariah when you walk in. It's like, when you leave where I am and I go up into Houston, Texas, it's like I ventured into a completely different planet. Are you somebody who sits around and you lament how rude everyone is now? You got to move or accept it. And I know there are all kinds of limitations with family and jobs and school and things like that. But I'm also telling you, I did it without a job. Almost ran out of money, by the way. That's when I ended up selling RVs. So believe me, it can go bad on you, but I couldn't take it anymore. We threw the family in a minivan and we started driving across red America, just turning in resumes, looking for work. Ended up in Texas. People were wonderful here, especially when you get outside of the big cities. People are wonderful here. People share my values. When I go buy a Big Mac, I oftentimes get a, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's a better way of life. Look, I get it. Philly's great. I get it. I enjoy Philly myself. You're going to get a lot of rude there. It's the way it is. All right. We'll get back to politics next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday, churning and burning through the day and having a good time. Hey, Bronco, you sometimes, by the way, we're doing Ask Dr. Jesse Friday in case you just now joined and wondered what the heck's going on the radio. And look, I'm just saying.
In the name of a just, merciful God.
Stick around. Bronco, you sometimes mention the high probability of a rise of a right-wing dictator. In our current corrupt system of government, that may sound attractive to some, as communists in power are rarely punished for their brazenly illegal conduct, but there is also an absolute certainty that the people will lose some freedom. Would it be too far-fetched to consider that a dictator would seek to disarm the people? Well, when I've talked about what I think is the inevitable rise of a right-wing dictator of some kind, a Francisco Franco type, I am not cheering for it. When I discuss it, I can tell from the emails I get that you are cheering for it, and I totally understand why. Human beings have a natural aversion to injustice. It is something, it's how we're born, it's how we're made. When you're a child, it's nature, it's human nature. That's not fair. We don't like to see things that are unfair. We don't like to experience things that are unfair. We don't like injustice. Well, injustice is breaking the law. Sometimes the laws of nature, sometimes the laws of the land. Communists, that's all they do is break the law. They're trying to burn down the system, have a revolution, destroy the system itself. You can't do that within the law. So everything they do is breaking the law or manipulating the law. And you're tired of watching them get away with it without being punished. And I am too. That story that we brought up yesterday that, of course, is not getting any national news. Jack Smith and the Federal Bureau of Investigation tapped Susie Wiles' phone before she was even back in office. They just decided on their own to just tap into her phone. You can't do that. You hear that stuff. You hear that the FBI knocked on Facebook's door and told them to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story so Joe Biden could win an election. And you, just like me, say, I don't give a crap what has to happen. Whoever did that better go to jail. That's a freaking crime. You can't use the FBI that way. Whoever did that better go to prison. I have the exact same reaction. And because we haven't gotten that yet, the people are getting more and more of an appetite for somebody who will completely disregard any constitutional system or limits of power and say, no, arrest them all. I'll send in the military. I've told you before, I believe by the time 2028 comes around, in fact, we're probably there right now, if you had a Republican running in a primary and that Republican promised to arrest journalists, just not even who break the law, I'm going to go arrest everyone at the Washington Post, I bet you that guy'd get 50% of the Republican primary vote at this point. Because we're so tired of the media lying and being a subversive. We're just sick of it. And it's not unique to us across Europe. I saw a stat today, heartbreaking, jaw-dropping. In 2001, the Muslim population of Europe was 500,000. Today, I think the number was 25 million. 25 million. Europe's gone. It's gone. There'll be exceptions like Poland and Croatia and these types of places, but the major countries of Europe, the Frances, the UKs, they're gone. Goodbye. Gone. It's already over. And the people in those countries or people watching it happen to those countries, if you stood up in front of those people right now, I'm talking some British patriot, you stood up in front of that guy right now and you, I mean, honestly, pick your worst guy. You put Adolf Hitler in front of that guy right now and say, hey, you want to put him in power? You think he'd consider it? Do you think he would? I didn't say he should. Do you think he would? When your town has been overwhelmed by Muslim rape gangs, do you think Adolf Hitler maybe wouldn't be that bad the second time? There, and by the way, he wasn't a right-wing dictator. Hitler was a left-wing dictator. Nazism is leftist. But anyway, but you get the point. The people are growing hungrier and hungrier and hungrier for that guy. I believe they will choose that guy in the future. And I don't know what that means. 10 years, 20 years, sooner, later. I don't know what that time frame looks like, but the people are crying out for justice. They do not want to see these communist savages tear through everything good and proper. Democrats in this country, there was another article today. I played this Susan Rice clip earlier this week. Do you remember this?
But when it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It is not, it's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump, there is likely to be a swing in the other direction. And they are going to be caught with more than their pants down. They're going to be held accountable by those who come in opposition to Trump and win at the ballot box. If these corporations think that the Democrats, when they come back in power, are going to, you know, play by the old rules and, you know, and say, oh, never mind, we'll forgive you for all the people you fired, all the policies and principles you've violated, all, you know, the laws you've skirted. I think they've got another thing coming. There will be.
Multiple Democrat senators came out today and doubled down on what Susan Rice just said. That's not just Susan Rice, Netflix board member. Democrat United States senators in power right now came out and said, oh, yeah, we're coming. We're coming. What if Democrats take power again? And what if they take the White House in 2028? What if they do worse next time, and they will? How far away is 2032? If I told you in 2032 there was going to be a United States general running in the Republican primary who said, elect me and I'll send a division of Marines into Washington, D.C. and put every Democrat in chains, how much of the vote do you think he would get? Not cheering it. But part of me worries that it is inevitable because communists can't control themselves. All right, we have so much more. 2 hours left. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.